When things feel a bit chaotic, Instacart helps deliver milk and sausage. Add a little life to your cart. Get stuff from literally all your stores, from baby wipes to albacore. Add a little life to your cart. Instacart helps get your groceries. Your first three deliveries are free.
Download Instacart. Add life to cart. Terms apply.
How did you actually sleep last night? If it wasn't an absolute dream, then you need to upgrade to the softest, most luxurious sheets from Boll & Branch. Their signature sheets are made from toxin-free organic cotton and get softer with every single wash. Millions of Americans love their sheets. And right now, you can feel the difference with their best sales of the entire year. So hurry to bollandbranch.com to shop their biggest sales with free shipping and extended returns. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I think I'm finally in Christmas cheer mode. I think it's finally hit me. Between the amazing job the decorators did at my new house, stockings over the fireplace and lights everywhere, gorgeous tree. It's so tall. Actually makes me look like I'm short and small. Christmas music finally playing in my car. Actually, I've gotten into the Christmas spirit in my car, starting with some Christmas carols, the originals, but instrumental. So we're talking about some of the older, more cherished, familiar and iconic Christmas carols. Not my favorite one necessarily, but they are piano and instrumental versions. And then Handel's Messiah and thinking about Christmas gifts. I know. It's December 6th and I'm thinking about Christmas gifts. But finally, a little bit of it mixed in with the wedding. Because if I keep thinking about my wayward flowers, I might lose my mind. So instead, I'm trying to think about Christmas gifts and travel and and the fact that the flowers will be there. So now, after thinking about Christmas and being in the Christmas spirit, I went to a Christmas party on Wednesday evening. Here's the funny part, though. It was a group text of those of us who are in this particular group from my church. And I had confirmed the time last week because sometimes they like to play willy-nilly with the time. So I confirmed the time last week and got a thumbs up on a text that I sent about the party beginning at 7 p.m. Well, around 6:50, I was getting ready to walk out with my crock pot full of kielbasa in chili sauce and grape jelly. It's an amazing sweet-sour combination. Anyway, it's all hot. It's my entire house smells like it. I'm getting ready to walk out to my car with the kielbasa, and I hear my phone go off. So I go and I check my phone. A text from one of the group members saying, "Oh, I didn't realize the party started at 6:30. I'm sorry, I'll be on my way." Oh, whoopsie. So by the time I got into the car with my kielbasa and got over to the party, I was almost an hour late. Most people had already eaten, so I think only one or two people even tried the sausage. Thankful there's some men there that tried the kielbasa. So I ate it for dinner because that was the only hot food left, and then, which is all right because it's delicious. And then I took most of it home. So great. But anyway, I wore the ugly sweater that producer Jay gave me last year, which is a T-Rex with his dinosaur arms that don't fit through the sleeves. And then I wore my snowman socks, red and green and glitter. Oh, and you know what else, Jay? I wore the Grinch slippers.
Perfect.
People are still trying to take them off my feet. They love the Grinch slippers. I won them at the White Elephant party with this group last year and wore them as kind of a because everybody wanted them last year, but I had the last pick, so I was able to grab them
easily
and snag them. Do you want to know what I took as my party gift to this year?
Yeah. What did you take?
I gave some of the items that we've received from our friend Steve in Nebraska.
Very nice. Those are good items.
The chicken sounds, the fake applause meter, and the Chewbacca Pez, which actually was, I would have kept that one.
That was a hit.
Yeah. Then I gave away some Snickers. That was a huge hit. The Chewbacca Pez might have been the most attractive item, as well as a leather wallet that Syracuse gave me as part of a, hey, welcome to our faculty last year. But they gave me a bunch of stuff, so that was a really nice gift. A little stocking, a Christmas ornament that someone had given me. So, yeah, it was all re-gifted.
Nice.
That was my white elephant gift, and I put it into a Christmas basket, and it was one of the first things picked, and it stayed with the original owner. They were very excited. The re-gifted gift. Yeah, so it actually, but I wasn't the only one, because someone at the party actually wrapped up and re-gifted this enormous box of jelly beans that they didn't want last year. I remember he picked it and tried to get rid of it, and nobody would take it. And so he found it in a box today, wrapped it up again, and brought it back to the party.
Oh, God.
And someone ended up picking it, and the whole place went crazy. It was so funny. So now I'm officially in the Christmas spirit. Again, partly because I have been doing a bunch of Christmas things. I pulled out the pillows at home to decorate some of the other rooms, the beds and the couch. And then anything. I'll take anything right now to distract me from the wayward wedding flowers. Oh, thank you, Jay. This makes me feel much better. Oh, phew. Okay, can we just do this for the next 4 hours?
On a loop.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. See? Now, if we just played hippo songs and Christmas carols the whole time, I would never think about flowers. Jay, they still haven't arrived. Neither box. So it's not just the first box now that was mailed over a week ago. We're talking 8 days. It was mailed 8 days ago. So it's now been lost in space for 4 days. But we're talking about the second box, which was supposed to arrive earlier today and also has not arrived.
Any update on the tracking?
No, I refuse to look. I was driving myself crazy with the tracking. So Bob and I agreed we would not look at the tracking. So now we're just waiting.
Do you want me to look at the tracking?
But what happens if you look at the tracking, though? What are you going to do?
Depending on the news, either tell you or not, I suppose.
Right. So see, that's the thing, is I'll know whether I hear from you or whether I get silence from you if something is happening. So I really feel as though I can't have you check tracking either, because that would be cheating. I asked Bob multiple times today, would you like me to check the tracking? Because he was so disappointed. Now I'm praying just because I feel badly he's disappointed. Not to mention our decorator might lose her mind. Well, no, she's not. At this point, she's not stressed. If we get into next week, oh dear. Yeah, we may be scrapping flowers altogether.
I got to say, I'm disappointed too. I really thought they were going to come
today. Not just one box, but two. How is it possible that two boxes of flowers and decorations are gone?
Are they from the same place?
They went through the same distribution center.
Okay.
And how about, I assume, because I don't actually know. I haven't checked tracking. You could check the tracking. There is one, so I have one of the numbers saved on my phone, so I could easily look at it on my phone. I'll let you do it.
I'll do it.
Okay.
I'll do it.
And then the other box, the last I knew was in that same area. How about this? My mom said her best friend from when she was a kid growing up in Northeast Ohio, her best friend is also tracking a package that went through the same distribution center. And it's late now, too.
It's not even crunch time for the holidays.
No, I know.
Yet.
It's December 6th, yeah, for heaven's sakes. And I mailed both my boxes in November.
Wow.
In November.
And how about the Amazon one that you sent yesterday?
Oh, yeah, it'll be there tomorrow.
Yeah.
48 hours for Amazon. But now working on 9 days for my first package. It's not like I mailed it internationally.
No.
I mailed it to Texas, for heaven's sakes. But the crazy part is it's been in Texas now for 5 days.
Right. It's like where it needs to be, just not at the exact location.
It's in the same metro.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it's now, I guess, like I said, you'll have to check the tracking because I'm not allowed. But it's been in the Houston area since the weekend.
Can anyone go pick it up if I find out where it is? If I get the coordinates, can we pinpoint it in the GPS?
The coordinates. I love it. So anyway, I cannot check tracking. It's against the rules that Bob and I set up. But now I just want the flowers to arrive for Bob. Like, that's all. I don't even care as much about me. I just want them to arrive for Bob because he's starting to get very nervous. Well, we talk each other down off the ledge, but he was dejected when he got home from work. He told me that. He said, I was really dejected when I got home from work.
I thought for sure they were going to come.
I know. Your body language, I can see it too.
I did.
Yeah. We've got an army of people on social media who are volunteering to look for the flowers, which is very helpful, but they're in a nondescript box. I'm not sure how you would find
just
them.
Just kind of invade a post. Yeah, don't do that. That's not a good idea. And start opening boxes. That's a felony.
Have I mentioned this before? I'm never, ever using, ever using the U.S. Postal Service ever again. Ever.
I mean, shouldn't be. You asked for a pretty simple request.
I know. Just, I mean, not one, but two boxes.
Two.
Two boxes. Jay, all of my decorations are in those two boxes. This is why I'm focused on Christmas now. Can we play the Hippo song again, please? Just, I need a little more Hippo. Thank you. Oh my gosh. My stress level comes down when that happens. Okay.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Okay.
Only
I can do this.
Hippopotamus will do.
Okay.
Don't want a dog.
Box breathing.
It'll be totally fine. Totally fine.
Totally fine. Totally fine.
It's totally fine. So good news is we have breaking news from the world of Major League Baseball. I wish I could tell you that it was Shohei Ohtani, just because I am really intrigued. The latest on Shohei is that the decision should be made by the weekend. That's what we've heard now coming out of the winter meetings. If you missed my conversation with Michael Duarte of NBC LA, that conversation is posted on both Twitter and Facebook. So A-Law Radio and our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. It's also, you want to go directly to our podcast, you can. He gave us some brand new intel that I had not heard before, which maybe, just maybe, tips the scales in favor of the Angels. But right now, we don't know. I mean, there's reports coming out of LA / Shohei's camp that he only would consider the Blue Jays or the Dodgers, if not the Angels. So there, I know there's a bunch of hope north of the border with Toronto that he would only consider those two teams, not interested in New York, which is why the Yankees went in a different direction. It is After Hours with Amy Lawrence. We're glad to have you with us. Again, thank you for all of your kind words, your congratulations, your hopes, your fingers and toes crossed, your prayers, those of you who are stressing out with me, you are the best. I tell you that it really does matter to me that some of you feel and understand how I feel. So thank you. Thank you for that. It always helps us to know that we're not alone. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. Since I am not working tomorrow night, this will be kind of our unofficial kickoff to week 14 in the NFL. Jay, wow, 14.
Feels like we just did our video on which teams will make the playoffs that didn't last season.
But I feel as though we're still on point. We need to actually go back and look at that. Didn't I pick the Falcons?
Yes, you did.
And they are right now leading the NFC South, which isn't saying much, but at least they're back to .500.
They're right there.
I also picked the Steelers, which, okay, if they can get their quarterback to return. The latest on Kenny Pickett is coming up on the show. But they still have a world-class defense that is keeping them in the loop. And also, T.J. Watt thinks that the NFL has it out for him. We'll have to let you hear that in his own words. But the Steelers are still in the mix. Do you remember who else we picked? We picked the Lions.
I picked the Rams.
You picked the Rams. OMG. We look really smart. In fact, right now, we could be 4 for 4.
We could be.
So in our Stairway to 7 video, it was episode 5, right? And we counted down / up. We climbed the stairs to step 1 to pick the 7 teams that we thought would make the playoffs this year that did not make the playoffs last year. If you haven't seen that, it's on our YouTube channel. It's easy to find when you go and you watch the latest Ask Amy Anything video. That's also just posted on our YouTube channel, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. So as you do that and you look, you'll have to remind us who else. We went Lions, Rams, which Lions, Rams, Falcons, and Steelers are all now in the mix.
Browns were in there.
Were they?
I picked the Browns.
That was you. You picked the Browns. They are still above .500 and very much alive.
The Saints.
We actually went two teams of the NFC South.
Yeah. Wow.
Huh.
I guess it was so wide open that we both saw him as division winners, possibly.
It was. Okay. And anybody new in the AFC? Did we say Dolphins? Oh, no, they made the playoffs last year.
I think we might have said the Titans, which hasn't worked out, but...
Tell me I didn't say the Patriots.
No, definitely not the Patriots. Definitely not the Patriots.
I might have said the Titans, actually. I might have.
Colts? I'm not sure if we said Colts, which would be a good one. I mean, that'd be a great one.
Right, but I don't think so because of the rookie quarterback thing. We weren't sure about that. And because of Shane Steichen.
Who looks great.
Yeah. Shane Steichen and Jonathan Gannon, the two of them coming out of the Philly staff last year. And yeah, neither one of them has had their starting quarterback the entire year. No. So welcome to the NFL as a head coach. So we'll look ahead to week 14. But coming up next, breaking news from Major League Baseball. Not Shea Ho. Oh, no. It's already starting. There goes the perfect show. Jay, I mean, I need this to be a perfect show so that I don't stress about wayward flowers. Wayward wedding flowers and decorations.
We need more hippos.
We might need a studio full of hippos. Anyway, it's not the Shohei sweepstakes. Nope. Instead, it's the Soto sweepstakes. And we've got resolution plus the general manager of the San Diego Padres. Oh, I see. There we go. San Diego Padres, Shohei. It's all come to a grinding halt, slammed into a wall. That's it. Do you think we should just end the show right now?
It's totally fine.
It's not totally fine. But that was the point, because Aaron Rodgers said it was totally fine so many times that we knew it was not totally fine. Can we go back to rhyming, maybe? Because that made me laugh really hard.
That was good.
If we could start rhyming. So what do you think about this? I haven't asked you. What if we do the After Hours Game of the Week poll starting tonight, since I won't be here tomorrow, and that way we can run it through Sunday? Only Army-Navy this weekend, so there are far fewer football games out there for you, which means for those of you who are going to be jonesing with the lack of college football games, well, this could be for you, this poll. We'll probably, even if we had the option, I guess tonight we do have the option, we could potentially include the Thursday night game, but... Mm-hmm. Not even their mamas want to call that the game of the week. I'm not joking. When I decided I had to take one more day off because Thanksgiving kind of got thrown into flux, and so I had an extra day, I looked at the schedule because I wanted to do a long weekend before I take off for Texas. What are the chances that I beat the Flowers to Texas?
Stop. No.
Okay, no, I can't.
I'm not going to think that.
A friend of mine from college, when he saw my post about the Flowers, responded on Twitter with a to-do list. Inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale.
Decent advice.
Inhale, exhale. Yeah, we've known each other since we were teenagers, so he knows me well. All right. So we'll do the After Hours Game of the Week poll. We'll get that up and running. No, it won't include Patriots and Steelers. We'll let you know the latest from QB News. Wow, Trevor Lawrence actually speaking out himself about the cart that ran out of gas. We've got some doozies on the schedule to be sure, but Major League Baseball stealing the spotlight coming up. You can find us on Twitter, After Hours CBS, for all of our polls, our Facebook page, and then brand new material on the YouTube channel featuring my decked out living room, all the Christmas decorations. I can't believe I didn't accidentally let it slip that I had moved in the midst of everything else going on. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
When things feel a bit chaotic, Instacart helps deliver milk and sausage. Add a little life to your cart. Get stuff from literally all your stores, from baby wipes to albacore. Add a little life to your cart. Instacart helps get your groceries. Your first three deliveries are free.
Download Instacart. Add life to cart. Terms apply.
How did you actually sleep last night? If it wasn't an absolute dream, then you need to upgrade your sleep with the softest, most luxurious sheets. I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. Our signature sheets are made from toxin-free organic cotton and get softer with every single wash. Millions of Americans love our sheets, and right now, you can feel the difference with our best sales of the entire year. So hurry to bollandbranch.com, that's B-O-L-L and branch.com, to shop our best offers today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo stove, fixed fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
Selling your car to Carvana is as easy as...
As easy as pie?
Sure. All you have to do is enter your license plate or VIN.
As easy as a stroll in the park.
Okay, then just answer a few questions and you'll get a real offer in seconds.
As easy as singing!
Why not? Schedule a pickup or drop-off and Carvana will pay you that amount right on the spot.
As easy as playing guitar.
Actually, I find that kind of difficult. But selling your car to Carvana is as easy as...
Can be.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get an instant offer today.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Hit in the air to deep right field. Mookie Betts going back. Gonna watch. Gonna go. Number 30 for Juan Soto. Into the right field pavilion. And the Padres take a 1-0 lead here in the first inning.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Jesse Agler on Padres Radio. Why do you care? Well, because the Padres are shipping Juan Soto to the opposite corner of the country, just about. The New York Yankees get yet another lefty outfielder, big hitting lefty outfielder in Juan Soto. And gosh, think about Juan. He went from Washington, D.C. to L.A. / San Diego to now New York. That's quite the journey, quite the career trajectory. Now, he's into the final year of his deal in 2024, as is Verdugo, who the Yankees agreed to trade for with the Boston Red Sox. And there are a couple of wrinkles to this. So they get Verdugo in exchange for three pitchers. And then not even 24 hours later, so this time last night, Verdugo was the big mover. There was some speculation that Verdugo would actually end up being part of any trade. But as it turns out, he does not go to the Padres. And so instead, they flip a bunch of pitchers, as well as catcher Kyle Higashioka, who's been a staple with the Yankees for a couple of years now. But San Diego was looking for arms. And a lot of people who are in the know might tell you that the Padres got the better end of this deal. Now, I don't know if that's the case, but it definitely would be if Stanton, sorry, not Giancarlo Stanton, he's more of a DH now, but if you've got this group of outfielders in Verdugo, Aaron Judge, also in there, is it Trent Grisham who's also in there? So you got that group plus Giancarlo, who does DH but could play outfield. And they build this group only to see it kind of come apart in a year. Of course, they'd love to keep Juan Soto long term. That will be the next challenge. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Again, Yankees trading for Juan Soto and trading away a handful of pitchers, including a highly touted prospect in Drew Thorpe. He's a pitching he's supposed to be a starter, but he's a pitching prospect that a lot of people are buzzing about. And so now you've got Verdugo and Soto, but you also know that if you don't sign them or re-sign them or get them to agree to contract extensions, then this could be for 1 year. Whew. Now, if you're a player, if you're Juan Soto and the Yankees offer you a boatload of money, which they could, do you sign right away before you even play there? I guess it depends upon your feeling, whether or not you like New York. If you believe that it could be a good fit. At the same time, New York baseball spotlight is not for everyone. This is a bit of a conundrum, not just for the team, but also for Juan and his camp. Again, we're talking second big trade in under 2 years from D.C. to San Diego, where we saw him in stretches with some really big numbers. But the idea for the Padres was to keep him long-term, right? Was to be able to, at the very least, try him out for a few years, make multiple runs in the playoffs. That's what they did is with Manny Machado, and I know Fernando Tatis, that didn't work out the way they expected either. With Juan Soto, we talked about Blake Snell on last night's show, putting this group together, believing that they would be able to build a contender for at least a few years until they got to the end of Juan Soto or this offseason before his last deal and realizing, okay, we either have to pour drastic money into him if we can get him to stay or we have to trade him. Because those playoff runs did not materialize. It would have been different, potentially, if they'd gotten to the World Series going back to last year, but instead they lost to the Phillies in the NLCS. So you've got multiple outfielders now for the Yankees. You've got big-time bats in a couple of them. And now you've got this idea of, all right, who do we play? Who is the everyday center fielder? That'll be a challenge for another day. And I know that Yankees fans are probably thrilled because bats have been an issue. It's been Aaron Judge when he's healthy and then everybody else. And really not enough to sustain a guy who either can bat in front of Judge or behind Judge to give him some protection. So this is a huge deal. But if you only have him for 1 year, I guess we'll cross that bridge when they come to it. So Juan Soto, very valuable piece. The Padres flip him. And at least initially, now we don't know, especially because some of the guys that they got back in return, we're talking about prospects, guys that have to find their role specifically in a bullpen or in a rotation. So we'll see how the deal pans out. But at least this point, there are people raving about what AJ Preller just did. Okay, so he's already spoken, given the Padres' perspective. Why the Yankees?
They were aggressive. I mean, I think they clearly made it known that this was a deal and a player. I mean, I think Brian's pretty direct, and I think they were pretty clear. And you know, again, I think everybody understood they had a need. You know, Juan is an incredible player and fit the need really well. So when you have two teams that line up and, you know, you have a team that's calling you consistently, you usually get a feel that this is something that has a chance to happen. And, ultimately, hopefully it's a deal that works out for both sides.
AJ Preller already answering questions about the Yankees, and he refers to Brian Cashman and says, well, he's really aggressive and he's very direct. I like it. So they get Alex Verdugo. They get a bunch of pitchers and are able to turn those, then flip some of them to the Padres in exchange for Soto. And it remains to be seen who, quote unquote, won the deal. But still jarring. And if you're AJ Preller, I've got to imagine it's a little bit like the Portland Trailblazers trading away Damian Lillard, right? Recognizing it's unlikely that we can keep him. We've got to move on. We've got to cut bait. We've got to try again because what we just did the last couple of years did not work. Ever more painful, though, as a team that felt like it got so close to the promised land. So much buzz around the roster they put together, and this past season was so flat. This is an interesting question. How much interest was there in Juan Soto from around baseball?
We had 10 teams that checked in on us on Juan, especially since it started getting a little bit more publicity in the last, you know, in the last week or two, that, you know, we'd at least listen on Juan and see where that went. So there were 10 teams that checked in. Like anything, you get to, you know, usually like most of it's probably about three that are really kind of at the final table having conversations. So some of the activity over the last few weeks.
10 teams. That's a third of baseball. And different than Shohei Ohtani, right? Because he can negotiate on his own. He and his agents, his camp, he's available for any team that wants to bid or make a pitch. But of course, there's only so many teams that could really afford him. Now, if this was Juan Soto on the free agent market, if it wasn't a trade and Juan's camp could pick, think about the money. Right, that was always the deal with the Padres, is wanting to potentially sign him to a deal, and it didn't work out that way. It seems like these days, and Jay, you can weigh in if you want here, teams who trade for guys that are only around for 1 year or only have 1 year left in their deals, a lot of times you're playing with fire because most athletes want to be courted, or at least want to try their hand at free agency to see how much money they might be able to get. And so that's the thing. Like, yes, Soto could be dazzled by New York. He could decide he wants to stay there. But as an example, Aaron Judge has indicated that he never wanted to leave New York, right? That he loves playing for the Yankees, that that's always where he wanted to be. His heart and his soul were with New York, and yet he also tried free agency and flirted with the Giants, and at the very least listened to the offers out there. And probably, I think most people agree that because of his sojourn talking to the Giants and the Yankees actually believing he might choose the Bay Area over them, that he got a lot more money, or at least some money that wasn't there initially. And so that's kind of the deal. That's why these types of trades, if I'm a general manager, make me nervous, because there's no way to guarantee that Soto's going to stay. And if he's like most players, what they want is an open market. What they want is to see the capitalism work for them. Come, tell me what I'm worth. Tell me what you are willing to give me, and I will decide among my suitors. But that's the thing, is there's no guarantee the Yankees are going to have him past a year. So I don't love these blockbuster deals where you're going for broke in only 1 year with the player under contract.
So quite literally, Juan Soto has shown this, that he will do this, because just before Washington traded him to the Padres, I looked up the number to remember what he reportedly turned down. 15 years, $440 million from the Nationals is the contract he reportedly turned down. And that's a team where he was drafted by, won a championship with. They bred him since he was, what, 16 when he got there, probably?
I like it.
So, and he said to them, sorry, if you want me, you got to pay me more. And he owes them, if he owed any team anything, it's the Nationals. So, and he told them, sorry, if you want to pay me, you got to pay me this much. What does he owe the Yankees? Nothing.
A 15-year deal?
That's what I'm
saying.
Would
you give any player in the history of the world a 15-year deal?
Absolutely not.
Not even Patrick Mahomes would I give a 15-year deal.
No, nobody.
Not Aaron Judge. Well, and he has a bunch of injury issues. There is not one athlete on the planet that I would give a 15-year deal to.
Absolutely not. But the point is, some team might, and if they're not the Yankees, and Juan Soto is just going to go, okay, they're going to give it to me. I don't know the Yankees anything. They're going to give me the money I want. I'm going to go to them. Could that be Steve Cohen right across the town? Could be. I don't know. It could be devastating.
Yeah, that's why this deal, if I'm the Yankees, makes me nervous. Now, they obviously want him, and they are the Yankees, and so they must feel as though they can offer market price or better for him come next year. Not to mention, if they get back to the World Series, this is kind of the deal. Teams are willing to go all in, even if it's for 1 year, if it can get them back to the World Series, because that's worth its weight in gold. And a lot of times when you are coming off a great playoff run, teams then can say, hey, look what we did with you. You know, we want you to stay. Look what we accomplished. We just got shy of our goal, or we accomplished our goal. But getting to a World Series makes buku bucks. I mean, it makes a franchise money hand over fist. But there is zero guarantee, as in no guarantee, that he's going to stick around, which is why this, to me, is fairly risky. It's fairly risky. Even though I understand Juan Soto right now is worth a bunch of pitchers, a prospect, a catcher, all of that. But if it's just for 1 year, wow.
He's already declined, like I said, $440 million before.
Years.
So,
is it possible he just didn't want to be tied to the Nationals?
I guess it's possible.
Because they had gone through, after winning the World Series, they hit the skids.
Right. They did. I guess it's possible. But if he's, that's so much money where he's going to have to ask for something at least in that ballpark. Mm. And if Otani's going to get somewhere close to $500 million this year, that's just going to set the new standard for the market.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
One more from Padres GM AJ Preller about the difficulty of trading away a guy like Soto.
It's, again, like trading, putting, you know, impact, A-lane, you know, perennial all-star, Hall of Fame type player. Those are, you like when you're acquiring those type of players for sure. But, again, I think for us, you know, looking at our roster, our team, a lot of different ways to go win games. We've talked about it as a group overall, over the course of the last few months, getting ready for the offseason. You know, we needed pitching. We knew we had the free agents, and some free agent defections here this offseason, and just kind of round out the roster and, again, get some pitchers that from our perspective, they're going to be with us for the next 4 or 5 years, and, you know, a group that we can build with. So, yeah, it's very difficult to make a deal where we're trading a player, the Cabo Juan Soto, but if we did that, we wanted to make sure we shored up a bunch of needs. We were able to get some depth with quality. I mean, I think we'll talk about it, I'm sure, but, you know, Michael King, Drew Thorpe, just to name two, we think really highly of these guys.
You know who is the most excited about this trade for Juan Soto that happened, or actually was final? There apparently was a hangup over some player's physical. Gosh, that feels like a reboot from a year ago. Which player was it that bounced around for four different teams or something?
Carlos Correa.
That's right. It was Carlos Correa. Finally ended up back with the Twins.
Giants, Mets, back to the Twins.
Anyway, you want to know who's the most excited to see this breaking news just before midnight Eastern time? Zach Wilson.
You are absolutely right. Guess what? I might drive in here in the New York area. Didn't hear anything about Zach Wilson on the way in.
Not one word. All of a sudden, Zach Wilson's old news, baby. But not here, because he did speak. Now, we're going to do two different versions of QB news on this edition of the show, because we've got a lot in preparation for the upcoming football weekend. A lot of the QBs speak on Wednesdays. But the deal is that Zach Wilson, people waiting to hear from him after the reports that he was reluctant to play because of the risk of injury. And then we've also got Trevor Lawrence. It was just a few days ago we saw him slamming his helmet to the turf and hobbling off the field and then being helped oh so slowly and gingerly to the locker room. And yet he's speaking to the media on Wednesday. You know, backup quarterbacks, injured quarterbacks don't generally speak to the media during the week. Is there a chance that we could see him on the field come week 14. The poll is already up. Get it while it's hot, baby. On our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, also on our Facebook page. Again, Juan Soto headed to the New York Yankees. We'd love to get your reaction on either Twitter or Facebook or a phone number.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
Did you know that most people will wait 26 days to see an OBGYN? If you're dealing with a vaginal infection, herpes outbreak, or STI symptoms, you already know that's too long to wait. At HelloWisp.com, you can get a prescription in as little as 3 hours. Connect with a doctor online and have the care you need delivered discreetly to your home for free, or sent to your local pharmacy for same-day pickup in all 50 states. Use code GETITON, GETITON, for 20% off all orders, only at HelloWisp.com. That's HelloWisp.com.
Well, well, well. Shopping for a car?
Yep. Carvana made financing a car as smooth as can be.
Oh, yeah?
I got pre-qualified instantly and had real terms personalized just for me.
Doesn't get much smoother than that.
Well, I got to browse thousands of car options on Carvana, all within my budget.
Doesn't get much smoother than that.
It does. I actually wanted a car that seemed out of my range, but I was able to add a cosigner and found my dream car.
It doesn't get much...
Oh, it gets smoother. It's getting delivered tomorrow.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get pre-qualified today.
55212-4CBS.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
All I can tell you is I know we're trying really hard to give you something to talk about, as our, you know, 29 other teams to varying degrees. But as you very well know, it takes a lot of things to line up to make sure we get to the podium. And those are the things you work towards and get close on some things. Some things go away, and you got to pivot. But, you know, I would say at least behind the scenes, those things are happening on overdrive to give you that potential.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Yankees manager Aaron Boone, before the trade with Juan Soto became official, it is now, as of just a few hours ago. Probably a lot of Yankees fans or East Coast baseball fans. I would say anyone who's a fan of an AL East team, this will absolutely impact you. And many of them could have been asleep before the trade became official. Trying to think when I saw it. It was breaking. It was about 10:40 Eastern time, but then it wasn't completely done until around midnight or so. The tweets were popping and the news was breaking. It had initially been hung up on question over a player physical, though I don't know that it was Soto. It could have been anyone, probably not Soto, any one of the other players, pitchers going the opposite direction to San Diego. So Aaron Boone and the Yankees have their big splash. They've got something to talk about. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. We found a couple other pieces of audio that are pertinent, which I think are kind of fun to throw them out there now. Juan Soto, back at the All-Star game, he was answering questions, thinking about the possibilities of his future, where it could end up, how it could play out, knowing, of course, that if he was traded, there would be at least one team from New York that would be interested in trading for him, either the Yankees or the Mets. I think there are a lot of people, not necessarily for Soto, but a lot of people expecting the Mets to be big-time players this offseason, and they still could be because of the money and the reputation of Steve Cohen. The Yankees, instead, they send seven guys the other direction, a couple of pitching prospects. Even Michael King just came up late got promoted to the rotation late last season, so hasn't gone through a year with the Yankees as a full-time starter. So there's a lot of question marks there, but the Padres needed to cut payroll after the money they spent trying to build a team that could win the NL West and wrestle the control of that division away from the Dodgers. They got close in 22. Now in 23, having fallen flat, they've decided that they're going to cut bait. And I think what they have, more than half of their starting rotation is likely gone anyway, right? So Blake Snell and Michael Wacha. I mean, there's all these guys that are on the way out. Soto only has a year left on his deal. They were unlikely to re-sign him because they want to get closer to the luxury tax threshold. So the Yankees end up kind of swooping in. Well, Juan Soto was asked about why he loves playing in New York going back to the All-Star game.
For me, I think the crowd is incredible. All the things that they yell at you and everything, the food, the family that I have there, that's it's got to be all those parts. It's incredible. When you go there and how they support you and they boo you at the same time, it's just crazy.
He likes that part? He likes how they support you and boo you at the same time. Soto is just 25 years old, represented by Scott Boras, who loves how he's had great success hitting at Yankee Stadium.
I think anytime you have a 12 or 1300 OPS anywhere, you enjoy it. And good thing for Juan Soto, he does that in a number of ballparks, but Yankee Stadium is one of them. if my memory serves me correct.
Yeah,
it would be safe to say that it's one of his favorite ballparks to hit in.
I don't know if it's favorite. When you're Juan Soto, you kind of show up in every ballpark's a favorite. But the I know he hits well there.
He's a guy who has amassed a ton of walks in the last several years. I mean, we're talking 400 plus walks in the last few seasons. Remember, he won the batting title, but I don't want to say but. He won the batting title in 2020 when there were 60-something games. And he walks a lot more than he strikes out, which is certainly attractive for any team, but also certainly attractive for the protection around other hitters that you've got, too. 91 home runs in the last couple years. How might that play with that short right field at Yankee Stadium? So the Yankees get their man in Juan Soto. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
Let's face it, most people aren't making massive turkey feasts on the regular. And after 364 days of not thinking about it, it can be hard to get that bird just right. That's where Instacart, the holiday rescue app, comes in. From getting all the ingredients to prep a full seasonal spread to getting last-minute swaps in a turkey emergency, Instacart has everything a holiday host needs to save face and save dinner. And right now, if you download Instacart, you'll get free delivery on your first three orders and delivery in as fast as 1 hour. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
How did you actually sleep last night? If it wasn't an absolute dream, then you need to upgrade to the softest, most luxurious sheets from Boll & Branch. Their signature sheets are made from toxin-free organic cotton and get softer with every single wash. Millions of Americans love their sheets. And right now, you can feel the difference with their best sales of the entire year. So hurry to bollandbranch.com to shop their biggest sales with free shipping and extended returns. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke.
I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo Stove Fixed Fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.